Okay. So we're going to start. The third parak begins by going through 11 different takanos that were made to make sure things are to protect the tahara of there's different levels of kodesh. So the Chazal wanted to go through, make certain things. Kodesh, we talk about that's like a korbanos. That's the type of thing. We'll see. Then there's things that we're going to be more machmir with that than we are by truma, because truma is on a lower level than kodesh. So we'll go through. There's going to be 11 gezeiros. That's the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to discuss it. So the first one it says is chomer b'kodesh mi b'truma shematbilin kelim b'toch kelim l'truma. When something became tame, so you're allowed to put one kli like inside a bigger one, let's say like two bowls or something like that, and we're not concerned that inner bowl that's inside the bigger one's going to press down heavily on the one underneath it, and that's going to make a chatzitza, as the Gemara is going to explain. So that we could do for truma of a lo b'kodesh, but you would not be allowed to tovel one kli inside for another one, because when it comes to kodesh, we're concerned that if that first bowl weighs down heavily, it's going to be it's going to block it. Okay.
So this is when we're toiling, you said?
Yeah, we're toveling it. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The second one is someone who came in touch with something that's tummy on a rabbinic level. And you have the bottom of it, the inside, and the base hatzivita is the that's the part where you hold on to the handle. So betruma, so with these things, they're considered to be separate kelim when they're used for truma. So like if in other words, if the outside became something tamei derabanan, so then that only affects the outside part, but the inside or the handle, that's still going to be tahor. Avalo b'kodesh, but that's not true when you have kodesh. If any part of something that becomes tamei, then the whole thing becomes, it's all linked together. So that's the second chumrah. The third chumrah is about medrash. So tumas medrash is when you're weighing down on something, you're stepping on something. So imagine like a shoe. Someone who is a zav, who's tamei, and he has hanoseh hamidras, right? You're carrying the medrash, like the shoe of the zav. Noseh truma. You could also carry truma at the same time. We're not worried about it's going to make the contents tamei. Avalo es hakodesh. We can't carry kodesh in a kli.
You're worried about it touching, or
Yeah.
worried about it transmitting to you and you transmitting to something
Ta
else?
no, no, touching it. Yeah. That's where the just look 1 second. Yeah, that's the question. Okay. Ubigde ochle truma midras lakodesh. The garments, clothing of someone who eats truma, that's the kohanim, right? They're the only ones who are allowed to eat the truma. So on the rabbanon level, that's considered to be medras for those who are eating kodesh. Okay, now next one is michatzitza. We'll see when they get to the Gemara. The one's going to ask, why did it seem like the first and this one also are both dealing with chatzitza? If it's really that's the issue, it should be the same gezeira. So the fifth one, lo kmidas hakodesh kmidas hatruma. With regards to what's considered a chatzitza for a beged, right? So kodesh is different than truma. Shiva kodesh, when you have something that, like a clothing or something for kodesh that you matir, you have to untie any knots in it. Umanagev, you'd have to dry off if you have any like grease or something that's liquid on that. Umatbil, and you toivel it. V'achakach kosher, and then afterwards you can retie the knots. Right? Because if not, then the knots that are in the thing, you have something like tied up a towel or something like that, it has schmutz on it, that yeah, that would be a chatzitza.
What does the wetness do?
We're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain that the wetness, we're concerned, is going to make the knot tighter. The Gemara is going to explain what the concern is about that, right?
They're
But
not separate things. They have
well, the moistness here is a separate sub. That can be a chatzitza. I thought you were asking about the water in general. No, the moisture on the beged is a chatzitza. If you have grease or something, so then the water can't hit that area.
So a moisture that's not water. Like if
Right,
it's
exactly. It's a moisture that's not water. Correct, correct. Okay. Yeah. Dakha kosher, right? Then you tie it up. But truma, kosher ba'achakach makbil. So then you could kosher, so you tie it up, make it like loose knots, right? Even if you didn't have it, then you could tovel it, right? You don't have to take any of the grease off or anything, things. Because for truma, if you have these loose knots and you have the grease or something, that's not, we don't consider that to be a chatzitza. Okay. Then the Mishnah now goes in cases where we have now a higher level of tahara for kodesh than truma. Kelim hanigmarim b'tahara. If you had a kli that was completed in a state of tahara and it was, you know, basically protected against truma from then on, tzrichin to be l'kodesh. You still need to tovel it again to use it for kodesh of a lola truma, but you wouldn't need to tovel it again if you wanted to use it for a truma. That was what, our sixth one. The seventh one is food for a tvul yom. Hakli mitzaref mash besoich l'kodesh. So a kli would combine any pieces, different pieces of food that are in it for kodesh. So in other words, if you would have a lot of different foods are there, and someone who's a tvul yom, that means a person who's gone to mikveh that day, would touch one of them, he still hasn't, he needs harav shemesh, he needs the sun to set to complete his tahara process. If he would touch one of these things, they all become tamei. Avalo b'truma. But it's not in regards to truma. If you had, again, you have a kli, like a basket, or no, let's say like a bowl or something like that, and it has several pieces of truma, and if a tvul yom would touch one of them, then only that piece would become tamei, and the others would remain tahor. Okay. The eighth one. So how many degrees of tumah apply to kodesh and how they apply to truma? Harevi b'kodesh posel. Food that's a revi, that's a fourth degree. It always goes down. You have the av, you have a rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, and then a revi. So you have something that's a revi'i for kodesh is posel, right? Now posel just means that it itself can't be eaten, but it can't make anything else tamei. Ushlishi betruma. In the case of truma, so only a food that's a shlishi, a higher level, becomes posel. The ninth chumra we're up to now, that's about tumah for the yadayim, which is a rabbinic concept, because on the deraisa level, it's not shaykh to talk about only part of your body becoming tummy. Uvetruma, im nitmeis achas miyodav, if only your hands became tummy on a, again, touching something durabonon, so all you do is just, tovel that one hand. The chaverta tahara, and the other one's going to be still tahara. But kodesh, but if on the high level of kodesh, matbil shtehim. If one hand became tummy, durabonon, then the other's going to tummy as well, and you have to put both of your hands into a kosher mikveh.
So it's just hand to hand, not hand to whole body. Or
correct, right. Yes, hand to hand, which is a rabbinic concept. On a derais level, it's not shaykh to talk about the only part of your body becoming tummy. Right, shehayad mitame es chaverta b'kodesh, avlo b'truma. Because a hand that's tummy on a derabonim level just makes it tummy for kodesh, but not for truma, because we're more machmir for truma than we are by kodesh. Okay, what was that? That was nine. Number 10. This also is talking about the tuma on the yadayim, on your hands. Ochlin ocholim neguvim, the yadayim mesoavois b'truma. You could eat dry chulin with your hands that are tummy, even if you have truma food that's in your mouth, since hand tuma, that only is a, that's a din of a, has a status of a sheni. So a sheni is too weak to knock it down a level to make the chulin tame. The chulin be tohor when your hands are touched, right? So therefore, you can eat with the truma. Avalo b'kodesh. But a person can't do with kodesh because we're concerned that the kodesh food that's in your mouth, right, that it's he's going to touch that with his tame hand, and he's going to make that tame. All right, the 11th and the final one for how tahar by kodesh is more machman than truma. This is a din to rabbanon about tevila. Ha'onen, a person who is an onen, which is someone who's one of their seven relatives has passed away, and they are waiting kivura, that they haven't been buried yet. So the halacha is that a onen is what? Is not do mitzvahs aseh. So let me read the stand, then I actually want to talk about a tshuva that came out recently from Rav Shechter. An onen, right, so after the period of aninus is over with, a mechusar kippurah, a person who has already been brought his kippurah, but he has to wait till the sun sets. Tzrichin Tevila LaKodesh. They need to be toivel in order to eat Kodesh on a Durabonin level, right? Because an Oni and a Mechutz Kapurim are not allowed to eat Kodesh. So they might not, you know, bother to protect themselves against Tumah. So the Chazal said that after he's done with this, he has to go to a mikvah before he's allowed to eat Kodesh. Avalo bitruma. Litruma. So he doesn't need to tovel again to eat the truma after he's an onin, because a person could eat the truma, right? Well, an onin, a mechusa kiporim, he would protect himself, so the truma's not going to become ulcer to him, so therefore it's not necessary to tovel again just to do that. I want to see if I can just...
The assumption is because you're not subject to mitzvahs, you're also not going to take care not to become contaminated.
Yeah, he's right. That's the whole point. He's not going to take care. I was going to look to see if I could find something. They sent out a series of tshuvas from Schechter about the corona. When does a person leave the stage of aninus if they're not going to be attending the actual funeral? So he pointed out it depends whether or not the person's actually going to be notifying others. If they're doing a Zoom service or something like that, then that's still considered to be osek. But if they're done, and then they're not going to participating in the actual funeral service, then that ends their period of aninus. So I had that tshuva pulled up. I must have put it away. So let's. Any questions so far? We'll start the Gemara now. We're on the top of Chaf Aleph. Amud Aleph by the two dots. The whole mission again, which is going over, was reviewing 11 chumras that we have. So Gemara says like this: Bakoidesh my time lo. So the first thing we saw was that you're not allowed to tovel one kli inside of another kli, right? And we're going to see the Gemara is going to explain what the concern is. Right, but now it's only for Kodesh. For Truma, you could tovel it. So Amar Rabbi Ilah, Rabbi Ilah explained, Mipnei shekvedo shel kli chotzitz, because the weight of that inner one is going to make a chatzitza between the water. In other words, you see my hand. So imagine here's the top one and the bottom one. But if it's pressed tight together, so the water can't get in between, and that's going to be a chatzitza. It's not going to let the water get to where the two people, where the two points are touching. Baha midas.
Why would we still allow for truma?
Because again, we have a lower standards. We made certain chumras for that. You're asking if it's a chatzitza, so mimanim shach, right? Okay. The more I was going to explain why. Let me go for. Hopefully, it's going to clear in a minute. What I was going to ask, you know. Right now, again, just to go slowly. According to this point, the reason why we made a gezeira, the Rabbanan, was because the weight is going to make a chatzitza. V'ha midaseifa mishum chatzitza, we had a different chumrah. We had that chumrah about the knots and about the grease on the baguette. That was chatzitza. So if we've already made one gezeira for chatzitza, why are we making a second one? Sounds like one of the two is not necessarily because of chatzitza, right? That's what Morris asks. So, but since the fact that we have a later one is because of chatzitza, Reshub, this first one about toveling the two kalim, la mishum chatzitza. It probably is not. Must be it's a different reason. How do you know? Dikatani sefer, because we learned in later on in the Mishnah, v'lo kaminas ha-kodesh, kaminas ha-truma. We don't treat the kodesh like we teach truma. Sheba kodesh, when it comes to something that's kodesh, matir, we untie it, right? Umanagev, and we dry it off. Umapil v'achakach kosher, and then afterwards you tovel. Then you could then you tie him up again if you want to. Ubetruma kosher v'achakach matpil. But when it comes to truma, you could tie this up. You have a towel, you have a shirt, you could make a knot on it and then tovel it. Right. So you see from this part of it that they were concerned when it came to kodesh about a chatzitza. So if that's really what we're talking about it, so then that's it. The first one we're talking about now about the kli is probably not referring to it, not a problem with chatzitza. So that's the Gemara's question. It says, well, no, not necessarily so. Reisha v'seif v'mishum chatzitza. Both cases, both the case of the garment that you tie up and the case of the kalim are chatzitza, right? Utsricha, but nevertheless, Nevertheless, you have to have both. Why? De'i Ashmin and Reishiv, you only taught me the first one, that you can't put one kli inside of another one. Havamina would have said, Haine taime de l'kodesh lo. That's the reason why you can't do it by kodesh, mishim kvedesh el kli, right? De'ika, because there's this weight of the other kli that's there. Aval seifa, but in the second case, right, Deleka kvedo shel kli, when there's no concern of a like something weighing down on it, ema lakodesh nami lohavi chatzitza. I would say that's not even going to be chatzitza for kodesh, right? The iashmin on seifa, and if you only would have taught me the second case without the clothing that's tied up in a knot, sahavi nahayne taim de lakodesh lo, right? I would think that that's the reason for, what? For the Kodesh is Mishum. I turn to the top of the base. Mishum, dekitra b'maya ahaduke mehedak. The nature of knots is that they get tightened. They become harder to untie when you put them into water. Aval Reisha, but in the first case of the Mishnah, which was the Kli, and the other one, Demaya Akfuye Makpile Lemona. Maybe you think the water is going to cause it to float away, and it's going to separate it for Vlohavia Chatzitza, and therefore it's there's no problem with the Chatzitza in that case. So therefore Tzricha. That's why we taught the halacha in both cases. So Mike, you had a question?
No, I hear it. This is logical.
Okay. There's a Rambam over here. Let me see. Rambam in Hilchos Avos Atumos. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. Achas Asora Malos Osucham L'Kodesh Ala Truma. Okay, there were 11 chumras that we made, the Chazal made, for Kodesh, above what they made for Truma. Elohein. Yesh la'adam lahatbil kelim etoch kelim l'truma. You're allowed to tovel one kli inside of another one, one bowl inside of another one, if you're going to use it for Truma. Avalo l'kodesh. But you're not allowed to do that for Kodesh. Gezeira shemiye pi hakli tsar. Okay, this is going to be the next case of the Gemara, but let me hold off, actually. I'll come back to the Rambam for a second, because there's going to be a different explanation, which we're going to get to right now. But let me pause. I'll put that Rambam a hold in abeyance for a few minutes, and we'll get back to it. But what do we see so far? So out of the 11 Gezeiros in the Mishnah, two of them are dealing with Chatzitza. One of the first one is dealing with the Kli inside of another Kli. And we're concerned that they're pressing together, that might be a problem. We're only concerned with that by Kodesh, we're not concerned with that by Truma. And the second one is about the knot, about whether when you have the water coming there, it becomes, just imagine, you put something in a towel or something, or socks or something like that get put in the washing machine. So it's much easier to untie a dry sock than a wet sock. Okay, so let's go. Continues the Gemara now. Rabbi Ila Lataime. What Rabbi Ila is saying here, that's consistent, meaning that he's learning it's a problem with Chatzitza. This is consistent to what he said. The Omer Rabbi Ila, Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Eser Malo Shanu Kan. So he holds that there's 10 here. Now again, we started out, we counted out, we went through the Mishnah one by one, we got to 11. We saw the Rambam who says 11, but he says it's only 10. There's only 10 things. There's not 11 over here. Chamesh Rishonos, the first five chumras that you have, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Lechulin. These apply whether you're dealing with Kodesh or Chulin, Lechulin Shenasu Altaras HaKodesh. With Chulin that you are preparing with the standards that you would want to eat, like with the same Kodesh. Meaning you're careful with the Chulin. You don't have to, but there's some people who are Machmir on themselves and only eat Chulin that was prepared with these same standards. Achronos, but the last five, again, because he only holds there's 10, La Kodesh, these are for Kodesh, Avalo L'chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Right? So, The last five of them were only for Kodesh, but not for Chulin that was made with these standards. But you see from the fact that the Rabbi Ilah only counts 10, that he held these two cases of Chatzitza are really the same category, right? So therefore, he counts it only as one Chumrah. The bowls together and the knots is one Chumrah. So my time. What's the reason why Rabbi Ilah held that way? Chamesh kamayasa de islahu drara de tuma miduraisa. The first five chumras that we have, they have a drara, they're a connection, so to speak, to a tuma duraisa. Because if you would ignore them, then that really could become tummy on a duraisa level, on a Torah level, not only on the Durabonin level, so there's much more strict. So in these first five cases, Goz Behurbonin, the Urbonin made the Gezerah, Bain Lakodesh, Bain Lakhun Shanasu al Taharas Lakodesh. Whether they could become Kodesh or the other ones. If you look, there's a Rashi here. Look at the Rashi, starts about one, two, three, four lines where it is thin. Drara de tuma duraisa. They were concerned that could lead to something duraisa, right? Chashash tuma duraisa. Kli betoch kli. So what could be the problem duraisa if you have one kli with another? Iika chatzitza. If there really was a separation, tuma duraisa he, right? Then that could be, that was the first one that it would, if you didn't tovel it and it's tame, it still remains its status. So it'll be a problem. Achrayim betoch, right? And the fronts and the backs, that was the second one in the Mishnah. Afagav de bekelim nitmu achora b'mashkin, right? The tumah d'rabbanan he, right? Askinon mihu had the omer rabbanan mashkin mitamin kli mishum gezera de mashke zav zava who, right? So the idea you could have liquids. So you have the spit. Or the bodily fluids of a zava or zava, that's a real deraisa. Kigon, roko, maimi ragla, their spit or their urine. Bahani, mitamin kli midaraisa, that would make it on a teraisa problem. Uvatuma deraisa, ein chilak the kli, shata bein acharayim latoichol, shibichol mokum, shetuma nogazbo, nitmakulo. Okay, so then that's why anywhere it touches would be a problem on a deraisa level. No CS Hamedris, that was the next one. Had Nami Chashash Tuma Doraisa. He, why? Can Meforish be Gemara? Maisa Haya Shinoflu, Ritsuas, Hasando, La'avir, right? Chaviz, Big De Oakley Truma, Medris, Lakodesh, Shemi Yosho, Alehen, Yoshva, I'm sorry, so sit on them. Ishto Nida, okay, his wife is can make it Tame, Chashash Tuma Doraisa, if a Nida would sit on it. Caleb, Nigmarim, the one they're finished off, Mishum, Tsinura, the Am Haaretz, Shemazavu. Okay, so all Rashi is speaking out what the Duraisa concerns were on all of them. But now the Gemara continues, says, Basraisa, but on the, the last five cases that our Mishnah is talking about, Delais, Lahu, Drawer, the Tumah Duraisa. There's no way it can become a Din Duraisa, it can become Tame. Everything, this is all a Chumrah on a rabbinic level. So in that case, Gozer Behu Rabban on the Kodesh, they only made the Gezerah on the Kodesh aspect. Lechun Shanas El Tarasa Kodesh, Lo Gozer Behu Rabbanon. But in that case, that they could only, it's only dealing with the Durabbanon at worst. Then they didn't make this this gezerah. So you know, you see here that the first five would apply even to Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh, whereas the last five would not. But there was an idea that the people were very strict, so they would only eat the Chulin if it was in fact prepared in that way. Okay, so that was all within Ela. Now Rava Amar, he's going to argue, and this is the Rambam I'm going to come back to in a minute, but this is the Rambam I started to read you. He says, no. From the fact that the second part, the seifa, which we're calling now is the case with the clothing, is chatzitza, reisha la mishum chatzitza. It must be that the first case of the kli is not a chatzitza issue. The reisha hayne taima. So what is then? Again, no one's arguing that the knots in the clothing and the grease on your beged, that is chatzitza. So now we're forced now to re-go back and interpret the first case. So Reisha Haina Time, what is the Reisha's reason? That first case of the Kalim, Gezeira Shloyapil Machatin Vitsinoros Vikli Shain Bifi Bishopheris Anode. So we're scared that you're going to tovel very small things like a needle or a hook inside of a kli that's less the size of a shofaris hanod, which wasn't explained. It's like, you know, two fingers with it. It's a certain size. Now, if you look at finger, say one finger, two fingers is much, much larger than a needle. A needle's such a small thing. It's like a piece of spaghetti, even smaller. So that's certainly small enough. But concern is you might come to tovel this small object. Now again, a reminder, when you're living in a world of tum and tahara, so if someone's tummy, they can make that little needle thing. You'd have to take that needle to the mikveh to make it pure again. So the problem is we're scared they're going to tovel this needle to in a place that's too small. Kidetanan, like we learned, it's a Mishnah in mikvos. Eruv mikvos kishoferes hanod. So what does that mean? Eruv mikvos. When you want to combine two mikvos to join them together. So it has to have this width of a shoferes hanod. It has to be this certain width. I think I remember hearing from Simon when we learned Hilchos mikvos. I think he said in Shir. I think he said Klein, who's a big mumch in this area, held 4 inches. But I think the argument is really only 3 inches, we assume. But that's how, like if you look in a mikveh, you'll see there's a pipe that goes usually about 3 inches in diameter. Ke'ovya u'chichala. Now the down just on the top of an chav beis. It has to be this size, both in the thickness, right, and it's in the hollow part. B'shtei etzbos chozros lemekomam. With like two fingers like this, but you have to be able to turn it around like that. So the modern day, I think the minhag is to be about 3 inches, what we consider a shveris hanod. They told Rav Klein, I think he's a satmer. Rav Simon used to quote him a lot in his shirim on Hilchos Mikvos, that he held 4 inches. I could go back and check that. But what do you see from here? So let's just speak it out for something, right? If you have that space between the two mikvahs, and that's going to join them together, right? But if it's smaller than that, then anything that's, it's not going to connect it. So if you were to tovel this needle or something in that small amount, that's not going to be considered connected to the mikvah, and you didn't really tovel it. So it's not a chibur. So for the Chazal said, the Rabbanon, there's a gezeira not to tovel the kli in kli betoch kli here means like to put it into the mouthpiece, but the mouthpiece is not going to be 3 inches wide. You think about imagine a wine ball or something. So yes, that is technically inside the kli and you could tovel it, but if you did that, that would be a problem with the chibur. So what emerges from the Gemara now? I'll go back to the Rambam just to finish up. But the main point the Rav is saying, and this is the second shot, right, against with Ela, is that it's not din chatitza, but it's a gezerah about toveling something in a very small space. So that's why we don't allow the first case in the Mishnah of kli b'toch kli, not chatitza. That was the first opinion, but Rav's pshat is that it's a gezerah you might come to. And that's what the Rambam rules, by the way. That's why I jumped the gun a little bit. I read the Rambam before we finished up the Gemara. But the Rambam, I'm just gonna, what's that?
These items, the needles or whatever, they're not kalim.
It needs to be toveled.
No, not kalim.
No. If we were allowed to tovel a kli b'toch kli, so you might come to. It is a kli.
Items that aren't kalim inside of kalim.
No, a needle is a kli.
Is it a straight needle?
It's a kli. That's a kli. Yeah.
Because it's already got a
Hilchos Mokso. It's a kli, yeah, sure. Kalim doesn't mean necessarily only like pots and pans, right? Okay, so 1 second. So now we read the Rambam, right? He did the whole thing about the 11 levels. Gezeira shemiye pi hakli tsar. Maybe that the mouth of the kli is going to be very narrow. V'lo yebo b'shoferes hanod. It's not going to be wide enough like the again, shofaris hanod is like the mouth of a wineskin. That's the translation a little bit. It means, you know, it's about like 3 inches. The nimzer, when it's going to come out from this, hakelim shebesocho keilu tovel b'mayim shebekli v'lo b'mikvah. It's like you tovel them in the water that's in the kli, and they didn't go into the actual mikvah, because that's not a chibur to that. In other words, imagine your wine bottle. So if I think that I'm toveling something in the mikvah, I didn't tovel in the mikvah. I just toveled inside the wine bottle. That's nothing. Wine bottle, I don't know the mikvah. I could just put it on my dining room table and put it on a wine bottle and tovel the needle in that. But since it had such a narrow opening, it wasn't a chibur to the water. Right? That's what I was telling us. When do we say this? Okay. All right. Shkoyach, everybody. Thank you for, I know it's a busy, busy time right now, but it's a big, Zerus to carve time out of our busy schedules right before Pesach to hop right and get in today, this week's daf. Emir Hashem, the next year is going to be Sunday night, Chol HaMoed. We'll do it at 7:45. And then in a few minutes, in about the 10 minutes or so, we'll meet again. We'll have a little learning tonight. And then we'll do the virtual Marv as well.